This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. COVID levels are now high in many places across the U.S., with COVID infections increasing nationally. Emergency department visits for COVID are starting to increase, especially in states like Florida. An increase in emergency department visits is usually an early sign of the start of a COVID wave of illnesses. The CDC estimates that COVID cases are growing in about half of U.S. states, mostly in West Coast states and the Southeast. The CDC has stated that COVID now follows a biannual pattern with typical peaks in late summer, July through September, and in winter, December through February. Since there are two biannual patterns of COVID waves, and health officials know that vaccine immunity wanes against severe COVID infections after about 4 to 6 months, COVID vaccination should be taken biannually as well. The highest COVID infection level in the United States is in the Intermountain West. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho reported an astronomically high COVID infection rate the second week of July. The polluted and disrupted site of a former placer mine south of Helena is the site of a reclamation project that is nearing completion. Where Grizzly Creek historically flowed, mining operations at the Pretty Girl placer mine disrupted the environment, with native plants removed, soils dug up, and mine tailings left to pollute the ground and water. Now, through a reclamation project, the creek is flowing again and a riparian habitat is reestablishing itself. The Grizzly Gulch Placer Mine Reclamation Project started back in 2018 when the Lewis and Clark County Water Quality Protection District received grant funding for the site from the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. Jennifer McBroom, supervisor for the Lewis and Clark County Water Quality Protection District, said, "The goal and mission of the Grizzly Gulch Placer Mine Reclamation Project is to 1. Restore Grizzly Creek and connect it back to its floodplain, and 2. Restore the riparian area. Construction on the site began in April, reconnecting Grizzly Creek with its downstream channel and planting native vegetation to help reclaim and restore the former mining site. This area has had an extensive mining history dating back to the 1870s, McBroom says. As a result of the placer mining, which separated precious metals from sands and gravels in the stream bed, large pits were left behind, disturbing the flow of the creek, killing native riparian plants, and leaving poisonous mine tailings which polluted the creek and soils. Now the reclamation project is 80% done and awaiting the installation of a walking path. McBroom says, "This is very, very important for water quality, for the floodplain, the ecosystem, the riparian area, and it mimics what is further up the road, too." Foster parents are needed for hundreds of kittens in Helena. The Lewis and Clark Humane Society in Helena, Montana, is facing a challenge as they've taken in more than 220 kittens so far this year, with most arriving in the past couple of months. Staff at the shelter don't expect the influx to slow down until fall, putting considerable strain on their resources and capacity. Katie Axlin-Pittman, Lewis and Clark Humane Society Animal Services Manager, says, "Without foster parents, we'd have to be turning away these kittens, and they'd be in a really rough spot without us and our fosters." Pet foster families play a crucial role in the shelter's operations by providing kittens with the individual attention they need to grow and thrive, while simultaneously freeing up space at the facility for more animals in need. The Lewis and Clark Humane Society in Helena provides foster families with all necessary supplies, including food, equipment, and medical checkups for the kittens in their care. Those interested in fostering, adopting, or supporting a Humane Society in other ways can find more information at their website at lchsmontana.org/foster. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.